Have you been feeling weighed down by stress lately? You're not alone. It can seem like there are never enough hours in the day and stress is constantly nipping at our heels. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a free resource that can help you gain clarity. This free digital download planner is designed to help you organize your thoughts, focus your energy, and find more balance. I found it useful for diminishing anxiety, boosting productivity, and feeling refreshed even on hectic days. All you have to do is visit Mindful Worksheets. Why not give it a try? Taking even just a few minutes for yourself each day with a mindfulness planner is a great way to trade stress for tranquility. I highly recommend checking it out. Let me know if you have any other questions. The link is also in the show notes down below.
Welcome to the Miracles and Wellness Podcast. My name is Clarissa Booker, and I'm your life and wellness coach and also a beauty expert. I am so happy and grateful that you are here. We'll be discussing all things health and wellness, feeling empowered, and loving yourself more while connecting your mind, body, and spirit. Always know that you can manifest whatever you desire for your greater well-being in your life, because I believe that miracles are for everyone. Are you ready to have increased energy, reduce stress, and have a more balanced and aligned lifestyle as a whole for your well-being? If so, then I invite you to join me on the Well-Being Transformational Program, a 90-day weekly intensive transformational program to help with your mindset, manifestation, mindfulness, movement for your body, and eating for your body type. It will help bring your mind, body, and spirit into alignment. It's time to trust yourself and trust the process. I want you to give yourself permission for the transformation to manifest. Go to www.clarissabooker.com/programs and get started. Talk to you soon. Hello, beautiful souls. Thank you for coming back. Nice to have you. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about mindfulness, meditation. There are so many wonderful benefits to meditation. The fact that it reduces stress, it puts you in a deeper state of relaxation. It can help you focus your attention on something more. It's just so calming, and it can help eliminate negative thoughts. It helps rewire your brain through neuroplasticity, and it just improves your health. I find that meditation and breath work can help with stress and anxiety, because a lot of times we're not living in the now. We are either thinking into our past about maybe something that went wrong, trying to see how we could reevaluate something, which ultimately, if it's in the past, is gone. It's done. All you can do is learn from it. So if you feel that you failed at something, just take it as a lesson and you get it back up and go again. So there's also a lot of times we want to project into the future because we want to know what can happen. But ultimately, we don't know because none of us are God. So we just got to go with it. Live in the moment, live in the now, enjoy where you are in your present state. Sometimes we just miss the best opportunity because we're not thinking about where we presently are. And also just like that, you don't know when it's your time. So you don't want to be sitting there focusing on something you have no control over, whether it's in the past or the present, and just missing the beauty of today, the beauty of what you're doing right now. There has been times when I just couldn't stop thinking, and then it causes me to not sleep because I have something on my mind. And did all that thinking fix anything? No. It just kept me up and I couldn't sleep, and I was just groggy the next day. But whenever I do take the time to implement mindfulness into my daily routine, I can tell a difference. And I will also journal. So sometimes I'll do a meditation before I go to bed or throughout the day, and then journal and get all my thoughts out. And I'm just so much more peaceful, and I don't have those wandering thoughts or whatever it is that's going on keeping me up, because I've let it all go and I'm much more in a peaceful state. Because your emotional health is very important. Depression, sadness, it can all just creep up on you, right? You might be like, oh, I'm okay. You might want to brush something off here, brush something off there. Then it just starts building and building. I've lost quite a few people to mental health conditions. Sometimes you just don't see it coming. Somebody could just be as happy and smiley as they can be, and the next thing you know, they're gone. Mental health should not be taken lightly. Mindfulness can help rewire your brain and improve your health. The ability for it to change the structure and the function of it from how it responds to an experience. So, you know, like sometimes you have like a trigger and like somebody just says certain things and it just kind of affects you in a way. Throughout mindfulness, it can help rewire that. So you could try long, deep breathing, like breath work is really, really good. Like even if you just do it for a couple of minutes just to start, but it's so relaxing, you might want to keep doing it. So just breathing in a nice smooth inhale through your abs and your chest up to your clavicle and just let it go up and then just take it a nice exhale, smoothly releasing it. You can do something where you're counting, like for example, counting to four, inhaling and then holding for four, exhaling for four. There's so many different ways you can do alternate nostril breathing and there's no really right or wrong way to do it. So if you find your thoughts like shifting, that's perfectly okay. I mean, you are alive. It might happen. It's okay. So just kind of recenter yourself. Just come back. So if you like want to say like a mantra, you could come do that and it'll help you refocus. You could be still. You could have sound, movement, candles. Do whatever speaks to you because we're all unique and that's perfectly okay. It, just because one person does something, if it doesn't resonate with you, just find what works with you. Just give yourself the gift of a calm mind. You'll feel so much more peaceful. Also, there is no amount of time that you have to do it. Don't feel like, oh, I have to sit there for 30 minutes. I have to sit there for an hour. If you just want to start with 5 minutes, that's perfectly okay. You do that. It's just best for you just to get started. And remember not to judge yourself if your mind does wander, but to be gentle and understanding with yourself going through the process. You don't have to expect a certain expectation or outcome because it will be different day to day and for everyone. Just enjoy everything and let everything unfold naturally for you. Just remember not to give up. And if you're looking for a new journal or you want to start incorporating journaling into your practice, which is actually pretty wonderful, just to sit there and to be in a meditative state and just free write, let your thoughts come out onto the paper. You can receive guidance. Your creative ability will come out. It's up to you what you choose to write. It can be very enjoyable. I know there's been times where I've had something on my mind and I went into a meditation and I've just gotten guidance and just answers. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And along with that, if you feel that you're under stress or there's some underlying trauma there, you can also get it out on paper. And it will help you process it. If you're looking for a new journal, I do have some wellness journals that are available. You can go to www.clarissabooker.com/journals. And these journals help incorporate self-care. And it also has sections for you to free write as well. There's no date on it, so you could use them every day. Or as you get more into the practice of it, you could just keep track of that. So I have these journals there to help you guys. Feel free to DM me any questions you have about mindfulness. And you also can go to my Instagram page and leave a comment under a post and I'll be sure to answer it on the podcast. So until next time.
If you like my mommy show, leave a review. Bye guys.
Thank you so much for coming by. And if you enjoyed the show, I would love for you to head over to iTunes, subscribe, share, and leave a written review at Miracles and Wellness. I would love to know your thoughts and what you would like for me to talk about next. Also, let's connect on Instagram at Clarissa D. Booker. Until next time, love and light.